Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here live on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, October 31st, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour, and happy Halloween. Cool morning out there this morning, 26 degrees and clear skies. I believe that is the coldest morning we have had since probably sometime in March. So it's chilly out there, but it is Halloween, and I hope you're having a great day, and you have tuned in to the Halloween stop here this morning. We're going to do a little bit of business here, and then we're going to get into the full swing of Halloween. Dinner with the Presidents is coming up this Saturday, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., all occasions catering and banquet facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo, Ohio. I'm not sure if there are any tickets left to this event, but if you want to check them out and see if there are, call the Historical Society Heritage Hall at 740-387-4255. And I'll be attending that event on Saturday. Looking forward to it. You know what's interesting? I did not get a chance to attend it last year. I can't remember what I was doing on that night. And 2 years ago, I did attend it, and I had a great time, but better company this year. So, what a nice thing to say, isn't it? Well, it is. You know, some people just are not good in social settings, and this year, I think I've got some, clearly, who's better in social settings, let's put it that way. So it's not really a huge diss, I guess, but that's the way it goes. Okay, also, Lee Street Presbyterian Church's annual bazaar, 455 Lee Street, Saturday, November the 11th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., a large selection of baked goods, homemade candies, popcorn balls, decorations, gifts, crafts, and miscellaneous items will be for sale. Lunch menu, shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, chili, other soups to be determined, desserts and beverages. Come and enjoy. That's Lee Street Church's annual Presbyterian Bazaar, 455 Lee Street, Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You know, did I read that fast enough? I think I might have sprained my tongue reading those two announcements on this Halloween morning. I'm trying to rush through everything here because we've got a lot to talk about on Halloween. Let's see here. Big things are, I know this is very ambiguous and very, what should I say? It's very androgynous. It's I can't talk about it yet, but I will probably talk about it on Friday. So, we've got big things going on here in the next couple weeks that are just very exciting, and I think I can finally talk about them on Friday, when we complete them. Okay, let's see here. Oh, you know, I have an update on the succulents. You know, I never did get the succulents, but I learned yesterday that one of the reasons I did not get the succulent was because the succulent was taken to the person's house who had bought me the succulent back in May, and apparently now that person has some kind of an emotional attachment to the succulent. So apparently, they're afraid that I will kill the succulent. Now, I will admit, my thumb is not totally green, but I don't know that I would kill a succulent. I don't know how hard this is to keep alive, but we'll see what happens as time goes on with this. Election night coverage is going to be great. It's a week from today. We're going to start at 7:15 p.m. here on this station and not stop until the elections are all called that night. We've got Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Carrington Nelson, myself, Glenn Coble, and two other big special guests in studio, a live call-in from Bill Collins whether he should win or lose that night. We have got Matt Morgan at the Board of Elections, Pastor Craig at Republican headquarters, and Linda Sims at Democratic headquarters. It is going to be a broadcast not to be missed on election night. Don't miss that for love nor money. Now, on to the Halloween stuff here. If you are looking for a place to go tonight, maybe you're not going to pass out candy or anything of that nature, you can go to a place in Fair Park that has a great display. Now, I believe it's on Bahama. Oh, I just got a message from somebody out there that if I want a succulent, I know a girl who has a bounty of succulents. Well, I might have to go that route because the person who got me the succulent apparently is just dead weight at this point. Do I have to pay for this succulent? Because I don't know how much a succulent costs at this point. But we might have to get this done because succulent has become a big topic on this show in the last few weeks. Okay, where are we here? I think it's on Bahama in Fair Park. If you want a nice Halloween, you know, you're not going to pass out candy. You're not going to dress up. You're not going to go to any parties. Drive over in Fair Park. I believe it's on Bahama. There's a house that has a lot of great Halloween decorations. Now, speaking of Halloween decorations, okay, this is a horrible story. You know, the studio is located on South Prospect Street. And for the last month, when I drive over to South Prospect Street, there's a house on the corner closer to Belle Fountain Avenue that has a lot of Halloween decorations in the yard. I think they do this every year, certainly every year that I've been there. Yes, and I was just alerted this morning by one of our fervent listeners. Now, here's a news report for you. This is posted, I guess, about 16 hours ago. Just got home for lunch and noticed my boo bucket on the sidewalk. I went and was going to put it back in the mouth of my three-headed dog. He's gone, chain and all. The skeleton is spun around where they pulled the chain off of him. I just walked back out. They got my Chunky, Glenn, and Tiffany dolls and all my custom-painted dolls. Also, if anyone notices someone bringing them home, I'd love to put them back out in my display. Okay, well, this is horrible. This house has been vandalized. Do you know how hard... Now, listen, this is horrible that somebody stole this stuff. It's terrible, and it needs to be returned. But do you know how hard it was to read that without laughing? I went and was going to put it back in the mouth of my three-headed dog, and his chain was gone. He's gone, chain and all. The skeleton is spun around. They pulled off the chain of... you know what? Listen, somebody stole stuff, and that's not good, Halloween or not. It's terrible. And I don't know how I read that. Only on Halloween could I read a story like that. Again, just for you tuning in, breaking news, CNN. I just got home from lunch and noticed my boo bucket on the sidewalk. I went and was going to put it back in the mouth of my three-headed dog. Oh, my Lord. He's gone, chain and all. Okay. Well, that's the house on Prospect in Belle Fountain, I believe. Don't steal things. Return those items. They're very important. They put on quite a display over there. Does anybody know the house I'm talking about? Or did anybody else see this story? Somebody bail me out here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, I'm getting word here that succulents, all the succulents free. Well, that's my favorite price. Apparently, I'm going to have a succulent here pretty soon. A nice free succulent. Since I can't get one out of the person who allegedly was going to get me the succulent, brought the word succulent into my life. But does anybody have any thoughts on the vandalism or theft of this house on South Prospect Street. Has anybody seen the house? They do this every year. I don't know how many years they've been doing it. A lot of stuff in the yard for Halloween. And the fact that somebody stole it is just horrible. Any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. What are you doing on this Halloween morning? Do you like Halloween? Some people really like it, and some people really don't. I don't know what that is. It's an interesting thing. Some people like to dress up. Some people don't like to dress up. It really is all dependent, I think, on the person. And just remember, keep the kids safe tonight. It's going to be cold going out, so you'll definitely want to wear a coat and some gloves and things of that nature. Bundle up the kids, because it is going to be cold out there tonight for Halloween. Okay. If you have any thoughts on anything, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Well, here are some Halloween facts for you. Approximately 46% of Americans plan to make jack-o'-lanterns in 2023. So not even half. Isn't that interesting? Not even half of Americans make jack-o'-lanterns. Now, I did buy a pumpkin this year, but I did not make a jack-o'-lantern out of it. Less than half of Americans make jack-o'-lanterns. Transylvania is a real place. I think we all knew that. There's a statue of Jason Voorhees from the Friday the 13th at the bottom of a lake in Crosby, Minnesota. It's at the bottom of the lake, so I don't know how many people are going to visit that. New York is home to the world's largest Halloween parade. It happens in Greenwich Village in New York. So that's fun. The word witch comes from the Old English wis, meaning wise woman. So apparently all witches are wise women. You know, I've known a couple witches in my life, and I can't say they were wise women, so I don't know if that always pans out. The world's heaviest jack-o'-lantern weighed 2,684 pounds and 2 ounces. It was in Germany, November 6th, 2021, not too long ago. 2,684 pounds, largest jack-o'-lantern. Okay, Americans spend more than $100 on Halloween. In 2022, the National Retail Federation reported that Americans spent an average of $100.45 on Halloween-related items, including costumes, candy, and decorations. So, $100 per American on Halloween. Do you think that's right? Do you spend $100 on candy and decorations and that sort of thing? Give me a buzz here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. Let's see. Now, this is a question I'm going to ask you, because I think this is interesting. I'm sure I've asked this before. People originally carved what instead of pumpkins? It wasn't originally pumpkins that people carved. What did people originally carve instead of pumpkins? Jack-o'-lanterns are believed to have originated in Ireland in the early 19th century, but they actually carved something else instead of pumpkins at that time. So what was carved on Halloween before pumpkins? It was not originally pumpkins. Does anybody know what people used to carve on Halloween? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What smart person is going to slip in here this morning and tell me what used to be carved on Halloween other than pumpkins? Think about that for a second. Americans used to celebrate the holiday by sending Halloween cards. Yeah, that doesn't happen a whole lot anymore. I don't think I've got a Halloween card this year. There's a reason why black and orange are associated with Halloween. Orange signals the harvest of autumn, while black is a symbol of the darkness and acts as a reminder that Halloween was once a festival that marked the boundaries between life and death. So there you go. Orange is autumn, and black is the boundaries between life and death. Pumpkins are classified as a fruit, not a vegetable. Well, pumpkins are not a vegetable. Basically, anything that originates from the likes of a flower is technically a fruit. So it's a pumpkin fruit. Okay. What other facts do we have here on Halloween? Trick-or-treat has existed since medieval times. How about that? Candy wasn't given out to trick-or-treaters until the 1950s. Halloween simply wouldn't be the same without those fun candy bars to sweeten the day. But there was a time when trick-or-treat didn't receive candy at all, but rather pieces of cake, fruit, nuts, coins, and little toys, according to the History Channel. It wasn't until the 1950s, when candy makers began to promote their goods for Halloween, that candy became a staple of the trick-or-treating circuit. These days, one quarter of all the candy sold in U.S. is purchased for Halloween. A quarter. That's quite a bit. So apparently, prior to the 1950s, you used to get pieces of cake, fruits, nuts, coins, and little toys on Halloween. You know, I just don't think if you dumped a piece of cake in somebody's bag, that would go over very big nowadays. Did you have to individually wrap these pieces of cake? Does anybody remember when this used to be done on Halloween? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, popular costumes for adults. Number one is witch. Two, vampire. Three, ghost. Four, pirate. And five, cat. Batman. Does anybody know what America's favorite candy is? How about that? And then we will talk about the least favorite candy. I have the favorite candy and the least favorite candy. Does anybody know the answers to our three Halloween trivia questions this morning? What did people used to... What is America's least favorite candy? How about that? So what is the favorite candy? What is the least favorite candy? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it's a cold morning out there this morning and kind of a dark morning. Maybe people are a little sluggish on this Halloween 2023. Does anybody have a guess for us? What do you think the most popular candy is? And what do you think the least popular candy is? Does anybody have an answer to either one of those questions? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I know on this morning that a lot of people are getting their kids in costume to go to school parties and school in general on this day, getting ready for trick-or-treat tonight, getting the candy bought. I know there are a lot of last-minute people who wait till the last minute to do that. But does anybody have any guesses at all? What is the favorite candy on Halloween, what is the least favorite candy on Halloween? And then the other question out there, what did we used to carve before we carved pumpkins? There was something else we used to carve before we carved pumpkins. Does anybody have the answers to any of these Halloween trivia questions? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's out there who's going to be impressive today and come in and get these answers correct? We're looking for most popular candy, least popular candy, and what used to be carved before pumpkins. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, we do have some Family Feud to do here this morning as well. Halloween-themed Family Feud, as it were. Here we go. This Family Feud question actually has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 answers. 7 answers here. Other than trick-or-treating, name one thing you do to celebrate Halloween. Now, there are 7 answers here. Does anybody know what the 7 answers are? Even one of these 7 answers. Other than trick-or-treating, name one thing you do to celebrate Halloween. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 36 minutes past the hour here.
All right, go ahead, caller.
I'll say costumes.
Costumes, yes. Dress up, wear costumes, number 4 on the list. Hey, do you know what they used to carve before pumpkins?
Well, I just got inside. I would say something wood. I don't know.
Not wood, but that's a good guess. Do you know what the most popular candy is?
I would have said a Hershey bar, but now I don't know. And something sour, I think, would be the least. So.
Not a Hershey bar, and actually the least favorite thing isn't sour. So, those are good guesses, though. Did you hear about the house over on South Prospect Street, the big Halloween decoration house that was vandalized?
South Prospect? No, I went by that. They had so much out.
Yeah, apparently some items were stolen from that yesterday.
Oh, because of their park, they really do a lot. Was neat because they had so much stuff.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll be able to find those items. What street is it? Is it Bahama? In Fair Park, where they have the big decorations?
Oh, I have to cut down those streets. I don't know. We go down by Easy Street and then just cut out a few roads. I don't pay any attention because I'm always trying to find it every time I go. But it's over in that area.
Well, hopefully...
After the school, you just have to... I'll probably go by it again, and they do leave it up, but they changed it this year. They usually had so much out, but it's different stuff. Well, not quite as much, but that one there on Prospect, it was neat.
Yeah, it's still up. I guess they just stole a few items, but it's unfortunate they did that.
Oh, I hate to hear that, yes.
Yep. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Yes, dress up, wear costumes is number 4 on the list. Dress up, wear costumes. Number 4 on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
Decorate, one thing.
Decorate is number 1 on the list. You got it.
Yep. And probably, I think it was turnips that was originally carved.
It is turnips. Now, isn't that interesting?
Well, see, it started, you know, over in Europe and Ireland and places like that. And pumpkins were originated in the U.S. Nobody else had them. So they couldn't carve pumpkins until it got into the U.S.
Now, did you know a pumpkin was a fruit? I didn't know that.
No. I that's interesting about anything that originates from a flower should be called a fruit.
I guess that's where they get the tomato is a fruit.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you have any guesses on the most popular and least popular candy?
Oh, Snickers, probably.
Not Snickers, but we're getting closer.
Yep. Okay. Okay. But I don't know on I don't know on the least favorite.
Well, it's Decorate was definitely number one. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Yes, turnips used to be carved on Halloween. Brinley, our youngest listener is out there, headed maybe to school today. Brinley, happy Halloween out there. Got the message from Mary, her grandmother, saying, Brinley says, happy Halloween, Scott. Happy Halloween, Brinley. Hope you're enjoying listening this morning, learning all about Halloween. Go to school today and tell everybody that pumpkins are fruits. That'll straighten everything out on the long haul.
Go ahead, caller.
I can give you a boring answer, Scott, and some cerebral answer that won't be there. Boring answer is watch scary movies.
Let's see here. Yes, scary movies is number 6 on the list.
I got some, like, cerebral funny answers. You turn the calendar over because it's the last day of October.
No calendar.
Okay. Anything having to do with, like, first of the month activities?
Not that I can see.
I mean, since it's also the first of the month. So, yeah, I didn't think turn the calendar over will be over. Do people still use paper calendars? I mean, generally it's that sits on your phone.
I think some people do. To write things on.
I think I have one. You know the old office calendars where you flip the pages on those metal oval-shaped rings? People used to do that.
Well, they used to have those desk calendars. I haven't seen one of those in an awful long time.
Yeah, probably not too often. That's why often people don't even know what the date is.
Did you know that witch meant wise person?
Well, many witches probably are a lot wiser than a lot of non-witches. I'll go along with that.
All the witches I've known were not very wise.
Do you still call a male witch a warlock? Because there's witch as in a Wiccan, and there's witch like the, I'll get you my pretties and your little dog too, with the pointy black hat and the evil smile on the broomstick. So different kinds of witches. I'm not sure which one that refers to, right?
You know, I'm not sure about that. You know, I'm not up to date on that, to be honest with you. Could be. Are you dressing up this year?
I'm scary enough in the natural state, I think.
You know, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be mean on Halloween.
No, I'll dress up. I'm dressing up as Adam, and that's pretty easy because I don't really have to do anything.
Well, that's true. But what would you say you most resemble, you know, other than yourself? Just being plain.
Like a person, like a doppelganger, or?
Well, give me a doppelganger, and then give me, like, a Halloween character.
Yeah, I Halloween character. That I'm not sure about that one. Actual Halloween calendar.
I'm just going to give it, this is just my opinion, a little like Dracula.
Well, I very, very, very could, especially if I talk like Count Dracula.
Well, see, there you go. You got the voice and the... If you just wear something black, you could be Dracula today.
Well, that's a possibility. And the fangs for the teeth?
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, head over to Worcester and get with that girl.
That could be a rather fascinating possibility. I think they're getting... supposed to get up to an inch of snow in that
oh,
area.
Oh, but by the way, we're getting a message from one of our listeners here. I have a desk and wall calendar, so... They do still exist.
Yeah, this person probably has a rotary dial phone, too.
Now, see, that's rude. Now, why would you say something like that?
Not rude one bit. Rotary dial phones are more reliable. How many times
rotary?
Have you had trouble, Scott, with a touchscreen? Or the touch tones don't work properly? Nothing more. That's actually a compliment. Nothing is more reliable than grandma's old rotary phone.
Listen.
So that's a compliment.
What about push button? I could do a push button phone, but not a rotary phone.
The buttons can break, though. The rotary is mechanical. Mechanical is much more reliable.
Did you ever give
there
us your...
There are things to be said about retro mechanical items. I mean, you know how much I miss driving a stick shift, Scott? I had to... I think I'm not ever sure I told you this. When I traded in the car that was a six-speed. I looked and looked, and I just gave up. And I just miss a stick shift. I don't like automatic. I don't trust it. You know, something can go wrong. And thankfully, it hasn't. I think they're just making them better. But I just miss being in control of some things, and it's a similar mentality. I mean, there are you know, being an IT person, there are advantages with the touch tone, as the touch tones can speak to technology, but sometimes they don't. How many times, Scott, have you pressed 1 for English instead of 2 for Spanish, or 0 to get an operator, and it doesn't work? And you sit there pressing and pressing, and you don't get the response you're expecting? It didn't happen with a traditional mechanical item.
No, that's true. So,
That's not an insight. It's a compliment. And again, this person probably drives a stick shift. How many people, even your age, Scott, even know how to drive a stick shift?
Well, I don't know, but they still sell stick shifts. Why couldn't you find one?
Never asked you that.
No, but why couldn't you find a stick shift?
They're, especially in this country, kind of phased out. Automatics have gotten better, and they've gotten more computerized, which means you're not going to shift it yourself. But I think people aren't learning how to drive them, and they're more common in Europe. You know how to drive one? I never asked you that.
You know, I do, but it has been such a long time since I drove one. It would take a minute, I think, to get back in the swing of it.
Yeah, each one's a little different. You have to get used to the pattern. But those just some things. I do like the technology, but it's just some more things that can go wrong. You have to kind of balance that. And every time you've called places, Scott, I'm sure, where you press 1 for English, 0 for an operator, 7 to confirm whatever it is they want to confirm, and their teleprompter does not read your tone properly, and it keeps asking you the same question, then it hangs up on you and says, call back later. That's the price we pay. I mean, if something works, it's wonderful, but if it doesn't,
it can be trouble.
So, that was a compliment. And in terms of the paper calendar,
I'm all for the paper calendar. I just don't know that saying somebody probably has a rotary dial phone is a compliment.
I miss the road, and I miss also, you know, you miss the immediacy of having to dial and just go number by number. And then you also understand, because I mean, you like things that are retro, you like old fashioned and antique stuff. You realize that 212 is area code for New York because it's the largest city, so it has so many people with that area code, so it's easier to dial. It's easier to dial 212, 312 for Chicago or 313 for Detroit. Then they brought in all these area codes without the 0 or 1 in the middle, with numbers all over the place, like 740, and that's harder to dial. But, of course, when 740 came out, there weren't many rotary phones left over. It's an interesting facet of history. I think older listeners, I mean, our older dedicated listeners like Ted probably can appreciate that. And it's part of pop culture.
Well,
as a tech person, Scott, sure, it's wonderful when it works, but sometimes it doesn't. So I wish you, next time you call your credit card company or bank, and you press 1 for English, and you press 0 to speak to a person, that it understands the teleprompter. Because if it doesn't, it's very frustrating, and I have used "Where You Can't See" on the radio many times when I've not been able to connect like it promises.
Well, maybe I'll see if I can find a rotary dial next time I have to call those places up.
Yeah, that might work better. You never know. Okay, well, that's all I had for you. Go watch a scary movie for me.
All right, thank you.
Or turn on the news. That's kind of the same thing.
All right, there we go. Family Feud. Woo. Fell into the tank there, didn't we? 740-751-4038, the Family Feud question. Other than trick-or-treating, name one thing you do to celebrate Halloween. Holy mackerel. Okay, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a Reese's, and for the worst sucker. And then with the other question, what's associated with Halloween?
Yeah, other than trick-or-treating, name one thing you do to celebrate Halloween. We've got decorating. We have got dress up, wear costumes. And we have got watch a Halloween movie.
Oh, I was going to say trick-or-treating. I forgot the question even. But I'll say Reese's, and they probably don't like getting suckers.
You know, Reese's is the most popular candy, but Suckers is not the least popular.
Okay.
All right. There you go. We're looking for the least popular Halloween candy. The most popular is Reese Cups. The least popular, we don't know. Also, at this point, turnips used to be carved instead of pumpkins. And our family feud question here, other than trick-or-treating, name one thing you do to celebrate Halloween. Number one was decorate. Number four was dress up, wear costumes. And numbers five, watch Halloween movies. So there are other answers here.
Go ahead, caller.
Carve pumpkins.
Carve pumpkins, number three on the list. Do you know the least favorite candy?
Probably candy corn, but I do like candy corn.
You know, it is candy corn, which apparently also has another name. It's also called circus peanuts.
Oh.
Did you know that?
That is one candy that I don't like, is that those things that are shaped like peanuts.
Yeah, well, I did not know
what it's called, but I don't like that candy. But I do like candy corn, but basically you're just eating sugar with candy corn.
Well, yeah, apparently circus peanuts are on the list of the worst candy, which is the worst candy, I guess. Now, they have a picture of candy. Let me take a look here. We have a list here of actually the worst candy. Okay. Number five is wax Coke bottles. Number four is peanut butter kisses. Number three is Necco wafers. Number two is candy corn. Two is candy corn. And one is circus peanuts.
Yeah, I agree with that circus peanuts thing.
But
candy,
you know,
and I like Necco wafers, but I haven't seen a Necco wafer in years.
Yeah, Necco wafers are quite a ways back.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, Brinley out here has guessed carve a pumpkin on our list. Let me get our list back up here. Carve a pumpkin is number three on the list. So number one is decorate. Number three is carve a pumpkin. Number four is dress up, wear a costume. And number six is watch a Halloween movie. But we still have one, two, three answers left here. Other than trick-or-treating, name one thing you do to celebrate Halloween. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name one thing other than trick-or-treating you do to celebrate Halloween. All right. Let's go back to the phones here. See what we got.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll say go to a party. Have a party.
Party's number two on the list. You got it.
Party comes in at number two on the list here today. Other than trick-or-treating, name one thing you do to celebrate Halloween. Decorate, party, carve pumpkins, wear costumes, watch Halloween movies. Two answers left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Two big answers left. With the voice still there. Let's hope.
Go ahead, caller.
How about go to a haunted house?
No haunted house on the list.
No haunted house on the list here today. Other than trick-or-treating, name one thing you do to celebrate Halloween. What are our remaining two answers?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, bob for apples.
No bobbing for apples.
No bobbing for apples on the list here today. 54 minutes past the hour. Other than trick-or-treating, name one thing you do to celebrate Halloween. Decorate, Halloween party. Carve pumpkins. Wear costumes. Watch Halloween movies. Still two answers left on the list. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about ride by and look at decorations? That's what we do, but nobody decorates.
I know, not much anymore. And when people do, apparently people steal from those things. Decorations on the list.
Yeah, well, some of the Halloween stuff, you think they would really decorate, but they don't.
No, we'll have to see how Christmas goes this year.
But that one over in Fair Park is neat, but I liked it better. They changed one of the scenes, and I don't think they put out as much. And probably ride by it again. I've been by it twice, but I don't pay any attention to the streets. I just kind of go down through there and sometimes have a little time finding it, different ways you go in Fair Park and stuff. But it's neat. I haven't been by it of an evening. It's been daytime. So.
Well, maybe some people will drive by it tonight.
Somebody will know over in that area and things because they put it up, and it's really neat. They have a small yard, but it's really neat.
Sounds good. Hey, thank you.
All right. I've never been over there. I'll have to try to find this place. Driving around tonight trying to find the Halloween thing. I'll have to take somebody with me to point it out. Other than trick-or-treating, name something you do to celebrate Halloween. Decorate was number one, party was number two, carve pumpkins was number three, wear costumes number four, watch Halloween movies was number six. Two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the remaining two answers here on this Halloween day, 2023? 740-751-4038. I know, the last two answers are probably the hardest, but people do these for certain on Halloween, no doubt about it. Other than trick-or-treating, name one thing you do to celebrate Halloween. 28 people said decorate, 26 people said Halloween party, 15 people said carve pumpkins. All right, let's go back to the phones here.
Go ahead, caller.
Another lame answer. Did somebody say go to a party, a Halloween party?
Yep, party was two.
Somebody did say that?
Yep.
Okay, another answer, maybe because it's getting colder, and interestingly, it looks like we might get our first snow later tonight or tomorrow. Do it with winterize, put on snow tires or winterize the house or go buy a snow shovel or something to do with the transition into winter.
Doesn't look like any winterizing is on the list.
Did you get any snow there? I don't even see frost outside my
window. Well, there was frost this morning, but no snow.
Yeah, it just says it's 27, but it looks kind of peaceful outside. I just see a whole bunch of leaves. I see that. Their leaves are going crazy.
It's cold, that's for sure.
Okay, well, I'll stay inside in the heat and listen, Scott.
All right.
Other than trick-or-treating, name one thing people do to celebrate Halloween. Let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
You hand out candy.
Let's see here. Oh, I don't think that's on the...
For the trick-or-treaters.
No, okay. No candy on the list.
No handing out candy on the list here today. Other than trick-or-treating, name one thing people do to celebrate Halloween. Two big answers left on the board here this morning.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a haunted wagon ride or a corn maze?
Yeah, you got pumpkin patch hay ride is number seven on the list. You got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, pumpkin patch hay ride is number seven on the list here this morning. One answer left. The question, other than trick-or-treating, name one thing people do to celebrate Halloween. What's our one answer that is left?
Go ahead, caller.
This is a really good answer, but it probably won't be there, Scott, because we're kind of transitioning into the Christmas season, which starts in August sometimes now, doing Christmas shopping. Something to do with getting ready for Christmas or even Thanksgiving.
No Christmas or Thanksgiving on the list.
or maybe like, you know, those Halloween stores that pop up in the stores that go out of business, maybe shopping at one because they've got everything at like 90% off.
Nope. No shopping at Halloween stores.
You shop at those Halloween stores?
You know, I haven't been in one for quite a while.
Well, you better hurry because they're probably going to close later today.
It's well, right.
See you later.
Clearance sales come next week, usually. All right, one answer left on this list. Is anybody going to slide in with it here this morning? Let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Decorate the Halloween cookies?
Bake is on the list.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you. All right, that's the list. We're going to come back and do more of this, more Halloween fun on the other side of the hour. If that's you calling, call back on the other side of the hour. We'll be back in
the place 15 for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you? How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.